This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Britain removes special restrictions on travelers from southern Africa after acknowledging the Omicron variant is too widespread to contain. Will the US follow suit? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. The UK has dropped its travel ban and expensive quarantine requirements for all 11 countries on its so-called red list. However, a similar travel ban remains in place in the US. Americans looking to travel abroad this Christmas are being urged to avoid 84 countries, a list which includes nearly all of Europe due to concerns about coronavirus. Axel Hefer is the CEO and Managing Director of the travel online booking company Trivago. The German firm is owned by the Expedia Group. I asked him if there are fears about the Omicron variant and whether it could bring the international travel industry to its knees again.
Basically, the new variant is adding huge uncertainty for, in particular, international travel, because governments obviously want to make sure that Omicron does not reach their own population very quickly and by time to prepare for it with boosting, etc. So we've seen with international travel an almost immediate drop with a rise of Omicron of around 20% versus what we would have expected otherwise. Also for domestic travel, obviously, the news about the new variant is adding uncertainty and friction to travel overall. So Christmas travel demand has also dropped almost immediately after the news.
Going into 2022, could we see a turnaround? Could we see a possible rebound?
We are very optimistic for 2022, to be honest. What we are expecting is that Omicron and also the high infection levels that we are seeing across Europe are helping in a way to really focus on getting boosters out there. And so because of that, we do think that for spring, we will see an earlier recovery than we've seen in the last 2 years.
What are you doing at Trivago to help build resilience into the company to counter any impact of new variants emerging and particularly more deadly ones, which could see more national lockdowns?
I think it's almost certain that we will see over the next couple of years more and more new variants, as long as there is a large part of the global population unvaccinated. New variants have to emerge. As a business, the only thing we can do is to basically stay flexible.
Axel Hefer, CEO of Trivago, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
In the markets, European stocks are trading higher ahead of the Federal Reserve decision later this Wednesday. And the pound is rallying after data showed UK inflation touched a 10-year high in the 12 months to November. Prices rose 5.1%, adding to expectations of a rate hike by the Bank of England at its meeting tomorrow. And speaking of rising prices, many families and businesses are facing bigger energy bills in Europe. Later today, the European Commission will set out reforms aimed at stabilizing the gas market, along with a package of measures to tackle climate change. Jessica Parker has more from Brussels.
The EU has said its aims will improve people's lives and create green jobs. There's also been pressure from some member states to address recent surges in energy prices. So the Commission is expected to set out plans for the joint but voluntary purchase and storage of gas, a proposal it's hoped could mean countries become less vulnerable to price volatility. It comes as the so far unapproved Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline into Germany continues to spark warnings that it will increase Europe's energy dependence on Russia.
Jessica Parker reporting there.
It's that time of year again, and there's a good chance that if you're buying Christmas presents for children, a puppet toy will be on the list. These hugely popular rubber toys create a sensation similar to that of popping bubble wrap. But the popularity of puppets hasn't really translated into cold hard cash for the original toy developers. The BBC's Ben King reports.
That's the sound of a puppet toy. If you have children in school, you may already recognise it. This one is a 5-inch rubber disc with bubbles on it that you push in and out like that. Toys like this, in all shapes and sizes, have been popping up everywhere this past year, a must-have toy for many kids, and some adults even find them a good way to relax in these stressful times. But this overnight sensation was in fact developed back in the 1970s by two Israeli game designers, Teo and Ora Costa. The couple invented 190 games, the best known of which is Guess Who. Their two sons, Boaz and Gideon, now run the family company.
Initially, in 1975, we licensed the game, but it wasn't successful. Years passed by, and we, the young generation, decided it was a very clever idea. We can try and do it again.
The brothers sold the idea to a Canadian company, Foxmind. But sales were still slow. But all that changed last year when a set landed in the mailbox of a Capuchin monkey in North Carolina called Gatlin Ray, who happened to have a huge social media following. Here's her owner, Jessica Latcher.
Somebody sent her a poppet for her birthday, and that was the first that we had ever seen of them.
Videos of the monkey playing with poppets were soon getting millions of views, followed by millions of sales. But mostly of unlicensed copies, says Gideon.
We get a tiny fraction. 99.99% of them are knockoffs, are not the best quality.
They do what they can to fight the copycats through the law and developing new products. But all the same, the brothers are happy to see that the game their parents invented did at last prove a winner. I'm the BBC's Ben King for Marketplace.
So what's on your Christmas shopping list for kids this year? I'm still looking for some last-minute inspiration. Send ideas to marketplace@bbc.co.uk. And tomorrow we'll be live from Istanbul, Turkey, on a big day for central bank decisions. Do join us same time, same place. In London, I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.